Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. A school board president in Menlo Park has resigned after his wife's racist comments about Vice President-elect Kamala Harris raised an outcry. John Venverlo announced Sunday he was stepping down from his position with the Las Lomitas Elementary School District in Menlo Park. His wife, Meredith Philip Venverlo, tweeted Sunday in response to comments about Harris's qualifications that referred inappropriately to her skin color, her body, and her brain. She later apologized. Venverlo called his wife's remarks reprehensible and said he disagreed with them, but added that his continuing presence on the board would be a distraction. California has reported its highest number of coronavirus cases since summer. KLW's Lisa Romerica reports on the state's response.
Over the weekend, the state reported 7,212 new cases. That's the highest figure since August. And there have now been nearly 1 million coronavirus cases reported in California since the start of this pandemic. Officials say the jump in numbers is partially due to a lab that opened just over a week ago, which will increase the state's testing capacity by 150,000 per day. California's Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says sources of new infections range from essential workers to places of worship and restaurants. But there is one common factor.
One of the consistent, I would say, of almost each county that's having increased transmission, they mention private household gatherings as a major source of spread.
Governor Gavin Newsom says he's encouraged by the news that pharmaceutical company Pfizer has a vaccine that's proven 90% effective in trials. But he cautioned that availability to people beyond first responders and healthcare workers is many months off.
I am concerned, truthfully, that we may get over-exuberant because now we believe we have a safe and effective vaccine that is available, and people may go back to their original form. That would be a terrible mistake.
Newsom said some counties should expect more restrictive tier measures to counter this latest uptick in cases. He says the state plans more precise and prescriptive messaging, including guidelines around gathering for Thanksgiving. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Ramraker, KALW News.
A showdown over the Affordable Care Act that has been years in the making begins in the Supreme Court today. Cap Radio's health care reporter Sammy Kaola has more.
A group of Republican attorneys general says the ACA, sometimes called Obamacare, is unconstitutional because the Trump administration zeroed out the law's penalty for not carrying insurance. If the Supreme Court strikes down all or even some of the policy, millions of low-income Americans, including those in California and Nevada, could lose their insurance. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford will be arguing for the law. He says if it's repealed, people in rural areas will have an even harder time finding care.
They often have to travel longer distances to visit a doctor. They often have fewer options for doctors, and they often experience provider shortages more often than others. If this program is eliminated, it would throw our healthcare systems into chaos in the middle of a pandemic.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's confident that all 9 Supreme Court judges, including the newly confirmed Judge Amy Coney Barrett, will see the necessity of the healthcare law, particularly during the pandemic, and vote to keep it. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kaola.